From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Memorial Day weekend is late for trees to unfurl tiny, tender, pale green leaves. Yet trees growing at the highest altitudes in our state's White Mountain National Forest are among the last to leaf out each spring. Hikers are familiar with a curious phenomenon, only conspicuous in late spring and again during autumn foliage season. Faint diagonal stripes, like a barber pole, appear on the forested flanks of many White Mountain peaks. The stripes are an enduring legacy of early rough logging in the 70-square-mile Pemigewasset Wilderness, at the heart of the National Forest. In just 15 years at the turn of the last century, the J.E. Henry and Sons logging empire clear-cut the entire 45,000-acre headwaters from Zeeland Notch in the north to the village of Lincoln in the south. Logging crews carved steep diagonal dugway roads to skid spruce logs using a cut-and-fill technique, like a checkmark seen in cross-section. Skid trails included bunter posts as guardrails to keep hitches of spruce logs on the snow-clad trails. As the forest grew back, tiny windblown birch seeds found skid trails scraped clean of leaf litter and humus, an ideal bare soil seedbed. Slopes between the roads, covered in thick layers of logging slash, eventually reverted to a mix of conifers, balsam fir, and red spruce. Each May, pale green stripes appear at bud burst. The faint lines of paper birch and yellow birch reveal the locations of former skid trails. In autumn, yellow birch leaves contrast sharply with the darker surrounding matrix of conifers on these uppermost slopes. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.